The second half of New York's legislative session begins today. As WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, it's likely to be dominated by the response to ongoing bribery and corruption scandals that came to light while lawmakers were on spring break.
Governor Cuomo and one of the leaders of the state Senate have already taken some preemptive action before the legislature's scheduled return to the Capitol following federal bribery charges against a state senator and an assemblyman, as well as other officials. Governor Cuomo announced a plan to strengthen the power of the state's district attorneys to prosecute corruption. And he promises there will be more proposals soon, with reforms stemming from the old adage, follow the money.
Follow the money leads to our campaign finance system and to questions of public finance. Politicians need extraordinary amounts of money to run for office. It's a very expensive endeavor that leads to the need for high campaign contributions, and that leads to what we call the pay-to-play culture.
Cuomo has said public campaign finance reform will be a top priority of the rest of the session. The leader of the Senate's Independent Democratic Conference, Senator Jeff Klein, proposed an overhaul of the state's public finance system. It includes public financing of campaigns as well. It would institute a 6-to-1 ratio of matching funds, similar to the program already in place in New York City. One of the members of Senator Klein's group of breakaway Democrats, Senator Malcolm Smith, has been charged with bribery for trying to buy his way onto the New York City Republican mayoral ticket. Senator Smith, a former supporter of public campaign financing, was not quoted in the press release. Government reform groups praised Klein's initiative. Karen Scharf with Citizen Action says it comes as a welcome development after a week of arrests and resignations. And she says large donations from deep-pocketed special interests to political candidates is, in its own way, just as bad as accepting a sack of cash.
The legalized bribery that happens in the campaign finance system, where the public sees over and over again that people get campaign contributions from a special interest and then pass legislation that helps those interests, it really is making people distrust their government and feel disconnected and distant from the government, feeling the government doesn't represent them. And that's why I think having this kind of a small donor matching system really will help restore the public trust in government.
Senator Klein's proposal goes further than New York City's system or existing bills by Assembly Democrats. Candidates who opt out of the public system would still face restrictions on the dollar amount for individual donations that they could accept. The Independent Democratic Conference runs the Senate along with Senate Republicans, but the GOP is opposed to public financing of campaigns. A spokesman says allowing politicians to use taxpayer money or other public funds that they're not entitled to run campaigns is not a good answer to the recent scandals. In addition to responding to the new corruption charges, there are other issues on the table for the remainder of the legislative session. They include the decriminalization of public possession of small amounts of marijuana, a Women's Equality Act that includes codifying abortion rights in the Roe v. Wade decision, and the expansion of casino gambling. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.